And she signed a contract and said, I'll babysit, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I will pay the difference. And she did. And she wore the dress because she understood that you treat yourself as if you already are what you'd like to become. There's a genius in you. You have to treat yourself as if you already were that genius. There's something you're completely capable of. See yourself as already there. Then you'll act upon those thoughts, because the ancestor to every action, said Emerson, is a thought. The next principle is called treasuring your divinity. Treasuring your divinity. There's a wonderful observation that I saw from Emerson in Self-Reliance. It's about trusting your divinity, knowing that you are connected to your source, knowing that you are a divine creation and that there are no accidents. He said, a man should learn to detect and watch that gleam of light which flashes across his mind from within, more than the luster of the firmament of bards and sages. Yet he dismisses without notice his own thought, because it's his own. In every work of genius, we recognize our own rejected thoughts. They come back to us with a certain alienated majesty. We often reject our thoughts, and we see the things that we think of as grand and as genius, and we reject them because they're our own. Treasuring our divinity instead of being terrified of it. Knowing that I am always connected to my source. There is no way that I cannot, because it is in you, and I am in you, and you are in me, and you can never be separated from it. There is no place that this source is not. It grows everybody's fingernails. It beats everybody's hearts. It digests everybody's foods. It opens all the flowers, and you're always connected to it. And finally, the last principle I call wisdom is avoiding all thoughts which weaken you. You know, every thought has an energy, just like everything else in the universe. And if you have a thought of shame, it will weaken your muscles. And what is your heart but a muscle? If you raise a child to believe in shame and feel ashamed of themselves, every time they think that shameful thought, they will be weakened. And if you have a thought of fear, and if you have a thought of stress, and you have a thought of anguish and anxiety, all of these thoughts and many more are the thoughts that will always weaken you. When you are having a thought that you know is disempowering you, shift it. Shift it to one that is empowering rather than disempowering. And the thoughts that empower are thoughts of neutrality and willingness and love, and ultimately thoughts of divinity. And when you see a troubled person who is out there struggling, at the highest level of unity consciousness or God consciousness or spiritual consciousness, you recognize yourself in all that you see. There, but for the grace of God, go I. And I am connected to that person. Changing your thoughts. I appeared on the Tonight Show many years ago, several times, quite a few times. And I remember coming home from the Tonight Show, and I was walking along the beach, and they had taped the show the night before, and I was out for a walk, and a woman who lived in the Northeast stopped me, and she said, didn't I see you last night? I mean, how could you be here? I said, well, I flew the red eye, and I was walking along. And she said, you know, we're moving down here. She said, what are the people like here? What's it like? And I said to her, I said, well, what are they like where you live? She said, well, she said, I live in a very big city. And she said, they're very pushy. And people are not very kind. And they don't have time for you. And she said, it's really not very pleasant. She said, that's one of the reasons I'm leaving there. I said, well, that's pretty much what you're going to find here. That's basically what the people are like here. On the way back on the same day, someone else who had seen me the night before on The Tonight Show, who had lived in the Midwest, stopped me and asked me almost the same question. She said, you live here? I said, yes. She said, well, my husband and I are moving here and we're looking for a school. She said, what are the people like here? What's it like here? I said, what are they like in Chicago where you live? She said, oh, she said, it's the Midwest. She said, people are very friendly, they're open, they open their homes to you, they're very loving, they're very kind. She said, it's a wonderful place. She said, I love that, I'm gonna really miss that. I said, That's pretty much what you're going to find here. It's what you expect. It's what you think about that expands. It's what Emerson taught us. The ancestor to every action is a thought. Change your thoughts, and you change your world. Change your expectations, and you change around what you begin to manifest and see showing up in your life. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Coming up next, a special bonus segment. Dr. Dyer shares more teachings and stories about success and inner peace.